When I went to change, I decided to prop the door open. You must have known that, right? Or did you think it was a happy accident? Maybe you thought I just happened to forget. After all, it was just the two of us alone in the lake house. Your sister and our friends were off enjoying the beautiful day. I stood at the foot of the bed in front of the door and peeled off my bikini. I took my time wrapping myself in a towel. Then I walked to the shower and washed away the sweat. When I came out, you were there. You casually walked by the door, but I caught your sideways glance. I turned my back to the open door and dropped my towel. I stood there, pretending to look through the dresser drawers. My big plump ass was on full display. I couldn't be sure that you would pass by again, but I thought you might. I pulled out my silky red whore panties. Then I stood there, scrolling through my phone and looking out the window. Finally, I got dressed. I wasn't sure you'd see me. Not at first. But when I passed you in the hall, I instantly knew. The guilt was all over your face. Still, after I passed, I glanced back and caught you looking at my ass. Naughty boy. Things escalated from there. Every time I changed clothes, I left the door open. I knew you would spy on me. And I liked it. It gave me such a thrill. Late at night, with the house full of friends and relatives, I would touch myself and think about you watching. This went on all week long. I kept waiting for you to make your move. Then I realized I would have to take the lead. Our week at the lake was almost over. Again, I stood in front of the door, but this time I didn't look away. I stood watching the door with the towel wrapped around me. Of course, you walked by again. You just couldn't resist, and our eyes met. You quickened your pace, but I called your name. You stopped and made a show of averting your eyes, as if you hadn't been spying on me all week long. You had no idea how much your voyeurism turned me on. You asked me if something was wrong. I pretended I couldn't hear you. Oh, sweetie, you don't have to stand way out there, I said. You tiptoed into the room. You mumbled how it was inappropriate. You kept looking away, acting like you were some kind of gentleman. You can close the door, sweetie, I said. You blushed and tried to hide it. You have been checking out my ass all week, I said. You started stammering. You protested. I giggled. You check out my ass every time you see me. Don't deny it, I said. And you stammered some more. You tried to deny it. I giggled again. Are you saying it's not true? I asked. That would be very disappointing. I like to be watched. It turns me on. I told you how it secretly turns me on. As you stood there sheepishly, I could see your cock getting hard in your shorts. I assumed you'd never been seduced before. At least, not by a woman like me. I told you to close the door. I promised you a better show. You started to protest again. I turned away from you and bent over. My little bath towel didn't provide nearly enough cover. You got your first glimpse of my sweet shaved pussy. Again, I asked if you were going to close the door. You mumble about how I am your sister's best friend, but you wouldn't approve. As if that fucking mattered to me. Fine, I finally said. You don't have to touch me. You can just watch. You finally closed the door. I dropped the towel. You audibly gasped at the sight of my perky titties and my soft stomach. Almost unconsciously, your hand dropped to your stiff cock. I sat down on the edge of the bed and spread my legs wild. I encouraged you to touch your cock. You tried to look away. It will make me so hot, I said. I bet you have a beautiful cock. I want to see it. You started rubbing it through your shorts. I slowly traced the outline of my pussy with my fingertips. It was so wet. I pointed that out to you. I ran my fingers up and down my slit. You tugged your shorts down. You didn't even need me to ask. Your beautiful dick was rock hard. You were close enough that I could put my lips around it. I exhaled sharply so you could feel my hot breath on your shaft. Get on your knees, I instructed. You will have a better view. You knelt before me on the bedroom floor. Your face was less than a yard away from my sweet pussy as I gently spread it with my fingers. You stroked your cock and stared at my titties and my cunt. I fingered myself while you watched. I teased my clit. I whimpered and put on a show. I could tell you were worried that the others might overhear. But the risk was also exciting for both of us. I worked my clit and plunged my finger in and out of my dripping wet twat. I frantically fingered away, and then I came for you, a virtual stranger, my best friend's brother. It was obvious that you would come too. I want you to come, I encouraged. I want you to come on me. You seemed hesitant. I came in here because I wanted a hot shower, I said. Now, why don't you give me one? You stood up. Your dick covered inches from my face and over my tits. I played with my nipples and clit. I moaned like a whore. I'm a bad girl. I whimpered. I'm a very bad girl. You jerked it faster. Beads of sweat ran down your forehead. Come on me like a good boy. I moaned. You grunted. You groaned. And then you were dead. Your hot jizz splashed on my neck and my perky titties. I teased my clit some more. I circled it and pinched my nipples. And I came for the second time. You stood there watching me get off, your dick in your hand. Afterward, you seemed to feel guilty. You dressed rapidly and left the room. I got up and took a long, hot shower. When I came out, someone had propped the door to my room open again. I knew that was my invitation to take my time getting dressed.